This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 46 for the high today. So we have a single mom, Jessie, from Farmington, who says being a single mom is tough because she can't seem to get her ex on the same page with her when it comes to how to parent their daughter. It's causing a lot of friction. Take a listen to the message from Jessie. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Started listening to you guys about a year ago. Love the show.
Thank you.
So my situation is when my 13-year-old is with her father, her father, unlimited screen time. She genuinely eats nothing aside from junk food while in his care. She has no bedtime, no responsibilities. And while I am well aware that I cannot monitor nor control what goes on when she is away from me, this causes frequent conflicts between her and me because she also wants to have unlimited screen time, junk food, and no responsibilities at home. Months back, I created a very clear list of what I expect from her day in and day out. And this list includes a few additional things to be done once a week. It's all basic stuff, you guys. For example, brush your teeth, straighten your bed up, comb your hair, eat breakfast, shower. One day a week, she's expected to do basic chores. Her own laundry. Putting away the laundry. And that may already have... Yeah, putting away the laundry, yada, yada, yada. For each task that is completed, she gets a token. She can then use the tokens to buy screen time. If she were to do everything on that daily list, she would have enough tokens for 45 minutes of screen time. However, she typically only does a few things on the list, and it winds up about only 20 minutes of screen time a day. When it's time to shut it off, she does one of two things. She begins loudly pleading with me, swearing that she will do anything to have more screen time. Alternatively, she complains and whines and tries to turn things around on me, indicating that I am too strict of a mom and that I don't always get all of my stuff done either, and I expect too much of her.
Right.
All of the kids at her school get to use their phones as much as they want, right up until they go to bed at night, etc. I try hard not to engage in disagreements with her, though she does not give up easily. I am open to any suggestions. How can I improve this situation? I would love to hear about anything any of you have tried and had at least some success with. Thanks, Moose and Breezy. All right, that came in from Jessie from Farmington.
Interesting.
There's no way I see any of this improving unless she gets on the same page with her ex, which is not, may not be the case, but her daughter's always going to view her as the bad guy.
Right. Correct.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, co-parenting is hard because it can play a massive role in the child's development. Because if you can't get on the same page on how you're raising said child, it's not going to be good for the child and their boundaries and their limits and things of that nature. Because It's like what we talked about with the grandparents, right? Although grandparents aren't necessarily raising said child, if you go to grandma's and there's no rules and then you come back,
yeah.
the expectation is to have no rules.
You start,
that's just how it is.
You start having a little resentment towards mom.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to dad's house.
Yeah.
Guys, we could use your help on this one this morning. Jesse would love to hear from you. 585-252-9800 for Parental Confidential. Would love for you to weigh in on the phone or the text line. Carrie is here first, and she says, I can see why it's causing so much friction. You're trying to set reasonable expectations and create a balanced structure for her, but the difference between your home and her dad's, it's going to be a constant battle. You have to have a conversation with her dad about this at all costs.
Absolutely. The dad is doing not only himself, but you and his daughter a disservice by not being on the same page with you. And sometimes when parents butt heads, when they're co-parenting, they want to be the good cop. They want to be the good guy. They want to be the one that the kid runs to. But here's the situation. Your child is going to resent you for implementing structure into her life, the one thing that she actually needs to grow up and develop and to be like a civil member of society.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Let's go over to Steph, Sarah. Just wanted to tell this mom she's doing a great job. I know it's exhausting to constantly enforce limits when she's pushing back so hard, but you're doing a great job holding your boundaries. And even if she doesn't see it now, she will likely appreciate it later on as she gets older.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take some of these calls coming in. PXY, what's your name?
Hi, this is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. Do you have a comment on this?
I did. First of all, I want to let the mom know that she's doing a great job. I'm actually a co-parenting with someone right now as well, and we don't always agree on everything.
Right.
One thing I want to say is with her daughter, depending on the age, I didn't actually hear the age, but I have a 13-year-old. She'll be 13 next month.
She's also 13, Jesse's daughter.
Okay. That's perfect. I think it's really crucial right now with their development, with their I know Breezy was talking about their development and everything. Mm-hmm. A lot of it with co-parenting is reaching out to friends and finding a lot of comfort in, you know, similar situations that friends have. I know my daughter's found a lot of similar situations with her friends, and she's found comfort in that, and
right.
using her phone and being on the phone with different friends and stuff, that's helped her a lot. So I feel monitoring it, you know, it appropriately is huge, and letting her have a little bit of extra freedom right now might not be a bad idea to let her, you know, get through this the way she needs to.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to come out and say it. Nothing against Jessie here in her parenting, but 45 minutes of screen time per day does not sound like a lot.
Right. At least bump it up to an hour.
It does not sound
like a lot.
You know, while I have you on the phone, I'm sorry, you said your name is Tanya?
Yeah, it is.
Tanya, tell me what you think about this message. Steph is weighing in right now, and she says, from my perspective, this is humiliating to a 13-year-old. I would feel that way in her situation, too. The feeling would be different if you said, hey, we're living here together. We need to take care of this place together. Let's discuss how to share the task. What do you think can be done? But you're forcing her to clean just to get a lousy 45 minutes of screen time. And it's not enough, in my opinion.
Right.
Is it humiliating, though?
It is. And you know what? It's crazy because I'm a parent of a child. Like I said, she's 13. She does a ton of sleepovers.
Yeah.
I support the sleepovers at my house because I know that I can monitor them appropriately. And, you know, they have their freedom, but they also, they call me hover mom once in a while. And, you know, they'll laugh it off and joke it off. And I say to them, it's because I love you. I care about you. I want to make sure that you're not doing anything that could hurt you. I mean, the kids get caught, you know, vaping or they're smoking, and everybody is so quick to punish them.
Right.
And I think it's so important to find out, you know, are they addicted to this? Are there options? Are they getting it from somewhere? You know, I feel like everything is a punishment nowadays. I'm a parent first and a friend second. And my daughter knows that if it ever comes down to being her parent, I'm always, always going to choose that. Mad at me or not, you'll get over it.
Fair enough.
It has to be that way.
Fair enough.
So I also want to be your friend, you know.
I 100% side with you on that. You said your daughter's 13. Is she and her friends vaping and smoking?
Well, no, they had a situation where they got caught and it was a big punishment. Everyone's phones got taken away and then they couldn't, you know, talk to the other parent. And,
right.
you know, a lot of these children are in co-parenting situations.
Sure.
They might want to reach out to the other parent and ask for advice or, you know, reach out to a friend and ask for advice. And I don't think using the phone as a weapon necessarily, you know, and I, per se a weapon. I don't mean to say that, you know, that's necessarily what
yeah,
the mom's doing. I'm sure she's doing a great job.
Yeah,
you know, it's very hard to make these differentiations between what's, you know, normal amount of screen time compared to not. I'm caught somewhere between an 80s and a 90s baby, so I don't use my phone like that. But
right.
You
yeah.
know, these kids rely on their phones nowadays. So, yes, humiliation is absolutely in play. Moose, to answer your question,
okay.
absolutely in play. It is. It's humiliating because these kids all have access to their phones at all times. Some of them are talking overnight to their friends. They're staying on the phones overnight. It's
yeah.
comforting.
They sleep yeah. on the phone with their friends it's on FaceTime. It's crazy.
Tanya, thank you so much for weighing in this morning. I appreciate that. And let me go over to Mike's text real quick, who says, it sounds like she's old enough to have a conversation about why you have these rules, not as punishment, but because you care about her well-being. Also, I have two kids. I personally don't think 45 minutes is a lot of screen time. If it was 2 hours, it would most likely be more of an incentive for her to actually want to do her chores. Interesting.
Right.
Thank you guys for weighing in this morning.
This is interesting for sure. And I feel like it's like not an isolated issue. I feel like a lot of people deal with this who
yeah.
are in co-parenting situations.
One last text message that says, this is a conversation that needs to be had with her father. And as a mom who's had to co-parent, this will never work for you. If you were her dad, don't get on the same page. I've seen this before, and if he is allowing her to do whatever she wants, when she wants to do it, you will always be looked at as the bad guy. All right. Thanks for the messages, guys. It's another Parental Confidential on PXY. Jesse, best of luck. Appreciate your message. We're going to take a quick break. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 46 for the high today. A week has passed since correction officers across New York State walked off the job in a strike deemed illegal by state officials. This was a no-no. They were not supposed to do this, but they did it. And mediation between the involved parties resumed yesterday morning, according to the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. Now, in response to the strike, more than 6,500 National Guard members have been deployed to maintain security in order in these facilities. The strike involved, we're talking about 38 of the state's 42 prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Had led some workers being served with temporary restraining orders to halt their participation. So basically, there's going to be consequences. And concerns have been raised over correction officers reportedly working, you're talking several 24-hour shifts, consecutively due to staff shortages. You can't, in an environment like that, you can't work that long.
Right.
There's no way. One retired sergeant from a correctional facility said, at some point in time, you get tired. And when you're a tired officer, you're a tired sergeant, and that creates an even more dangerous situation because you're not fully aware of your surroundings. So negotiations between the state and the union representing the guards, this began on Friday. But the state has labeled the strike illegal, and they are arguing that it undermines the safety of correction officers currently on the job, inmates, and then the communities where the prisons are located. So over the weekend, the Department of Corrections announced that any officer failing to report to work is considered absent, without leave, and will be docked a day's pay for every day that they stay on strike.
Well, that's not good.
Those participating in the illegal job action could face penalties, including termination, and then, of course, discipline for violating the state's Taylor Law and the temporary restraining order. A few hundred correction officers went back to work last week
uh-huh.
ahead of the deadline, but so many of them are still picketing, not doing it. I always thought I was going to make a really great correctional officer. At one point in time when I was looking for work desperately, that was an option I considered.
Right, of course. I don't see it.
I don't understand.
I don't see it.
No?
No. I don't. You'd be like, I mean, if we're going to base anything off of your one run-in with the law at CVS, you guys can go. Go ahead. Head on out. Thank you so much.
Sounds to me like you're looking in all the wrong places.
Oh, God. Please don't flex.
All right, shoot us a text or call 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Breezy and I are going to get to all of your messages, all of your unpopular opinions, and of course, all of your hot takes coming up next. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 BXY.
Look at all these pissed off people today. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. It is time to clear
the air, baby.
On PXY, Cheryl is weighing in first. 585-252-9800. You guys can hit us up on the phone or text line. If your boss asks you why you're late, the last thing you should think about doing is coming up with excuses, because work ethic is in the toilet today. There, I said it.
Okay.
All right, Cheryl. Yeah.
Very passionate. Let's just go to like maybe a...
She's a manager for sure.
Yeah. Let's go to a softer take, shall we?
Somebody pissed her off this morning. Cheryl, fire her or him. Whoever it is, fire them.
Very angry. Couldn't be more angry.
Ask them to write you an email by the end of the day giving complete detail of what they do on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, Elon Musk. Literally been... Did you know that he's doing that? He sent out like a widespread email.
I think a lot of us at this point are familiar with what's going on with that. And
very tough. I would actually like five things that you do by the end of the day as well. Thank you.
Got a lot of mixed reviews on there. You have people saying, you know, can we get a little dignity here on our end? And then you have a majority of people that are saying, listen, if you can't come up with a few things that you do in an email on a week-to-week basis, that's a problem.
Right. Very true. All right. Gary's here. He says, I don't care what anyone says. Ketchup is gross and the most disgusting condiment out there. There, I said it. It's very salty. I will say that. Very salty.
You got to get the organic. Because I'll tell you what, I'm done with Heinz. And I said goodbye to them a year ago. I mean, just look at the first ingredient. It's corn syrup.
I think organic is fake. There, I said it. I think that... people who are like, it's organic, it's, you know, there's no chemicals. Everything has chemicals. Everything's just giving you cancer.
Wouldn't
so,
you rather?
It's just a price hike for you to pay like $7 more.
Not always. I agree with that when it comes to like vegetables and produce. But wouldn't you rather have tomato as the first ingredient instead of fructose corn syrup? Yeah, you know.
I don't look at the ingredients. So...
Hey,
I also can't read, so.
Oh, we're going, so back tough. We're going back to you not being able to read. Right.
So tough.
You read that text, okay. Let's go over to Lee. I don't know if anyone told anyone this yet, but smoking cigarettes does not make you look cool, and it never has. There, I said it. Try smoking a cigar instead. Thanks, Lee. Appreciate that.
I'll never get the cig thing. And what? Who was it? Jesse was like, cigarettes are disgusting. Like, couldn't agree with you more.
Do you agree with the fact that a lot of people today are smoking less?
I hope so. I pray, but...
I don't see as many people anymore. I mean, we have people in the building here that take cigarette breaks, but I don't see too many people today that really smoke.
We are the only show in this building who doesn't have someone who smokes on it. How crazy is that?
Look how white our teeth are.
I know. Because we're millennials. We know that that's going to kill us. So... All right, who else is here? There's nothing wrong with being friends with your ex, even close friends, in a new relationship. There, I said it.
As long as they don't block you from every platform. Right, Breezy?
Right? Can't be friends with someone if you're blocked. So,
Sean,
we'll talk about that next. Don't you worry.
Sean says, not one good movie. Not one good movie has been nominated for the Oscars this year, and I've watched all of them. There, I said it. Hollywood just isn't what it used to be. It's full of stuck-up pedophiles who think they're a God's gift to entertainment.
Not the stuck-up pedophiles.
Hey, Sean.
Dear.
Well, that's always been Hollywood. That's nothing new. That just didn't show up on the scene the other day. It's a dark place.
This I agree with wholeheartedly. Movie runtimes are getting out of control. There, I said it. Not every movie needs to be 3 hours long. I would argue that not any movie needs to be 3 hours long. There, I said it.
That's only if you're going to go see a Quentin Tarantino or Michael Scorsese film. 4 hours? Really? I better pack a lunch.
No, literally.
I think mine for today is they just tested a new electric flying car the other day on the streets. And honestly, nobody gives a crap. People can't even drive now. You want to put them in the sky? We don't care. There, I said it. Nobody cares about flying cars. We just want healthcare. That's it.
Yeah, very much so. I'll stand by my tank. 10 toes down. Organic is fake. There, I said it.
10 toes down. Hi, good morning, Tanya. You got it. There, I said it for today.
I do. I actually, I want to say that not everything has to be posted online. We used to have diaries and journals at one point.
With the lock, with the lock, with the key.
Yes, for real. I said it. And some things should stay that way.
Yeah, for sure.
There, I said it.
There, she said it. Thank you, Tanya.
Growing up, I always wanted a sister because I wanted to be able to break that lock. You know what I mean?
Yes, I grew up with three brothers, so I completely understand what you mean. I couldn't find enough hiding spots.
She's like, I had three locks on my journal.
Wait, Tanya, what was your best hiding spot for your diary?
My best hiding spot, to be honest with you, was at school in my locker.
Oh, you kept it at school? That was probably the safest
I actually part. Brought it to school with me. After a while, it got broken to so many times, and it was embarrassing, and a lot of my brothers were friends with, you know, these boys, and it comes up for them, and I was... It was torturous.
You walk into school in the morning, the janitor's reading your diary.
He's like, wait, what?
He's like, I didn't know that about you.
No, literally.
Thanks for the call, Tanya.
Absolutely. You guys are the best. Absolutely the best. Stay the best, please. You guys are, I appreciate your time so much.
We love you.
Thank you. I'm feeling really needy this morning. Yeah. Tell me I'm handsome.
You're so handsome, Moose and Breezy. I adore you. I absolutely adore you. I could not adore you more.
Oh my God.
We swear, we did not pay this woman to say this.
No, what was your Venmo again, Tanya?
You did not pay me at all to say this. I listen to you guys every single morning. I've listened to you for years. I've been a co-parent for many years, and I've had so many relatable situations that you've come up with. It's insane. I adore you guys.
Oh my God, thanks, you're the best. That. Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, Tanya.
Bye.
Bye. What a sweetie.
Yeah. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Feeling so pumped up right now?
No, I literally could run through a brick wall.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.